What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about one of the secrets that you should be learning from Napoleon Hill.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so hope you guys are awesome. Now, you've heard me talk about this not once, not twice, probably a million times. We talk about when you are starting a business, especially an information product business, but in reality, people will fight me on this, it's true for every business, even e-commerce, especially e-commerce. But what you are doing is you are, in any business, we are getting somebody a result, right? So someone comes to me and they want to be more successful. They want to build a business. They want to lose weight. They want to whatever. You've got some result that you give somebody, right? And us as entrepreneurs, like, we make our money by having a framework that gets them that result. And so the framework could be, you know, step one, take your supplements. Step two, go to this course. Step three, you know, it could be something like that. It could be just, you know, pure information. It could be pure supplements. It could be pure, you know, things to do every day, like whatever it is. But there's a framework that you've got to create to be successful, right? And so the framework is basically step one, step two, step three, step four. This is the path that we go on. This is the map, right? Someone comes to you, they're looking for a result, which is a destination, and you're giving them the map, right? And what's interesting, oh, side note, Foot Hockey Live Orlando, Alex Naylor-Hermosi spoke about high ticket sales. And one of the quotes he said was really interesting. He said that you sell the destination, you don't sell the journey, right? Like getting to Hawaii is a nightmare. Like, you have to go through the airports and the planes and the blah, blah, like all the things, right? And what, unfortunately, most people do when they try to sell something is they sell the path, right? They're selling like all the things along the way, like you have to go through, but you don't. You're selling Hawaii, you sell the palm trees and the luau's and the white beaches and like all that kind of stuff, right? That's what you sell. You sell the destination, not the path, but you fulfill is the path, right? You buy tickets to Hawaii, you're getting airplane tickets, you know, car tickets, hotel, like all the stuff that gets you to the destination, right? And so the framework is the map, right? To the result that you're selling somebody. Okay, hopefully some of you guys had some ahas there. That's number one. Number two now, is right now I'm recording this again in my Napoleon Hill room. So for those who are watching the video version, you can see behind me, this is all of Napoleon Hill's work. This right here is the first edition of Laws of Success. It was actually 3 years before he published Laws of Success. And this was the first thing he wrote. Maybe not the first thing he wrote. One of the first things he wrote. But it's the first time he took his philosophy, right? His framework, his whatever you want to call it, and he wrote it all down, right? And it's the Laws of Success, and there are 15 Laws of Success. And each of these has a different, it's a step, it's each step in the framework, right? So step number one is definite a purpose. Step number two is do more than you're paid for. Step number three is the mastermind, right? That's not the right order. I don't have them on top of my head, but he has the framework, right? So he created this framework. He wrote the Laws of Success. It was like these 15 or 16 booklets, each covering one step in the framework to have success, right? And what's interesting is like a lot of people are like, oh, Napoleon Hill's written a dozen books. Like, kind of, but Napoleon Hill only has one framework, okay? Now, I'm saying this from experience as someone who's literally collected the first editions of everything he's got, from his magazines to his books to his courses to his tape sets, his audio, like, his records, like everything. And I'm going through it all. What's interesting is that every single book, every single course, every single everything is based off the exact same framework, okay? So get this. When you go through the Laws of Success, like there's the framework, but if you're reading Think and Grow Rich, guess what it is? Think and Grow Rich is just that framework, and then over the top of that framework, you wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. Can we walk around the library here? So if you look at other books, you wrote, so How to Raise Your Own Salary. How to Raise Your Own Salary, guess what it is? It's basically, he took the Laws of Success framework and he wrote a book, which is an interview with him and Andrew Carnegie after he passed away, weaving in Andrew Carnegie's philosophies of that framework into the book, How to Raise Your Salary. He did the same thing with Outwitting the Devil. Outwitting the Devil is a conversation with the devil, and he's taking the framework of Laws of Success and he's laying in this conversation with the devil on top of that framework. Think and Grow Rich, like I said, it's the same thing. Over here I have a home study course called The Science of Success that him and W. Clement Stone did together. And guess what? Him and W. Clement Stone took the framework from the Laws of Success and they created a whole home study course and a thing. And they're still like, one of the colleges, they still teach Napoleon Hill Foundation has a college curriculum at one college, and guess what they teach? They teach these frameworks. Okay, here's a book I have right here called Mental Dynamite. This is a book set that he wrote in 1945. And what's crazy is it's called Mental Dynamite, The Philosophy of American Achievement, and it is 16 booklets, and these 16 booklets literally are the same framework as The Laws of Success. They're just he's wrote it again through different lens, different framework, through different thing. The magazines, the same thing. You go in the magazines, he talks about success, and all he's doing is each month he's picking like one of the laws of success and going deep into it. Like, it's just him taking his one framework and using it over and over and over and over again. In fact, the guy that I bought most of the stuff from said, it's interesting. He's like, if you read all Napoleon Hill's works, it seems like he's just plagiarizing himself, but he's not plagiarizing himself. What he's doing is what I tell you guys all the time, right? If you've heard me talk about information marketing or publishing in the past, what did I tell you? I said that people will spend more money for the exact same content, but I'm going to replace this framework. People spend more money for the same framework packaged in a different way. Okay? People spend more money for the same framework or content packaged in a different way. And the way that I learned that, ironically enough, I'm sitting in the Napoleon Hill room, back when I first was getting into this business, somebody at an event said, you got to read Think and Grow Rich. And so I went and bought Think and Grow Rich for, I think it was $10 at the time off Amazon for the book. And it sat on my bookshelf for months, right? And every time I go back to another event, people talk about Think and Grow Rich. I kept like, I gotta read that. So finally, after not reading it for like 6 months to a year, I went and bought the CD set on eBay for $100. And what's interesting, look at this, okay? Is there any difference between the book Think and Grow Rich and the audio book Think and Grow Rich? No, they're literally the same thing, right? One's just written format and one's audio. Same thing, packaged in a different way. And I spent 10 times more money, $100 on the CD set versus $10 for the book. 10x, I spent more, the same thing, packaged in a different way. Okay, if you look at Napoleon Hill stuff, same thing. Laws of Success, the 16 book set, right? He sold it for one thing. Then Think and Grow Rich, smaller thing, same framework, packaged in a different way. But that packaging, that wrapper, that hook for it sold, I don't know, 30 million copies, right? And then same thing, he wrapped it for How to Raise Your Salary. He wrapped it for, what are the books I have here of his? How to Sell Your Way Through Life. The Magic Ladder to Success. Succeed through Persuasion. Succeed, Napoleon Hill's Master Keys to Riches. Like, book after book after book is literally the same framework packaged in a different way. Okay, the home study courses, boom, the college courses, the seminars, the certification programs, all based on the exact same 17 principles. I keep saying 17, 16, 15, I can't remember off the top of my head. How many principles? But you guys get the gist, right? And then over here, I went to the Napoleon Hill Foundation the other day, and they have a whole bunch of books they've republished. So I went and I bought every single one of them. And those you can see, there are probably 80 or 90 books I bought here on the shelf right here. These are all of the reprints from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So what's interesting is if you look at these, it's like Napoleon Hill's Daily Journal for Everyday Men, right? Guess what this is? This is the Laws of Success framework into a daily journal. Okay, oh, the Think and Grow Rich Action Guide. Guess what it is? It's the Laws of Success as an action guide. Oh, Napoleon Hill's Millionaire Mindset. Guess what it is? It's his framework wrapped around Millionaire Mindset. Oh, Laws of Success. Oh, How to Slow Your Way Through Life. The Gold Standard. Napoleon Hill's Positive Action Plan. Napoleon Hill's Year of Growing Rich. How to Own Your Own Mind. They're literally public book after book, 80, 90 books that have all been written taking Napoleon Hill's framework, right, that he created, and then reskinning it, rewrapping it, refiguring it out, okay? So hopefully this gives you guys hope. For those of you guys who are like, oh, I can't figure this out, I'm not that creative, I can't figure things out. You don't gotta figure out a lot. You gotta create one framework, one really good framework that is the map that gets somebody a result, right? It's your map, you can then give somebody, and then you can wrap that. You can make it a book, you can make it an audio course, you can make it a podcast, you can make it a live event, you can make it a seminar, you can make it a training system, you can make it a certification program, you can make it so many different ways, okay? And so that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. I've got someone, this is a top secret, I'm not gonna tell you who this person is yet, but there's somebody who's gonna be speaking at Funnel Hacking Live this year, who literally has one framework, and it's an amazing framework that this person developed. That's all I'm gonna give you guys. And this person has taken that framework, and I think last year did $40 million in their business off of one framework, right? That framework's got a book, it's got a membership site, it's got a certification program, that's it. But taking one framework and packaging in different ways. So anyway, as I'm sitting here in the Napoleon Hill room looking at this, you know, 20 years ago, I bought Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich for $10. Then I spent $100 on this thing. I spent, you guys want to know, but multiple seven figures buying all this stuff of the same framework packaged in a different way, right? Because we receive value at different levels for how we're doing it. Right now, for me, I'm getting value by getting the first editions, signed copies. Like, that's where I'm getting value from the same framework. I'm spending a huge premium for them because I'm just a different type of person, right? And you're gonna have people the same way who come into your world who wanna pay a premium. We're gonna spend more for the book version, the audio, for a one-on-one consultation. Like right now, I could pay Napoleon $1 million to get on the phone with him for 17 weeks and go through the 17 laws of success with me one-on-one. I would drop that in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think twice about it. Like that would be something I would do instantly. Even though like Russell, you can read all the books and the courses and like, I know, but to have him specifically in my situation customize the 17 laws of success for myself, like that'd be insane, right? And your people do the same thing for your framework, right? And so anyway, I hope this helps you guys. Make sure you're at Funnel Hacking Live so you can see this in action with someone who built a $40 million a year business doing what Napoleon Hill did and what I'm doing and what you should be doing as well. So hope it helps. Appreciate you guys. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.